Community fund bids. Do you have a good idea and want to make a difference to where you live? Our community engagement fund has been set up by the housing team and can help you do just that in 2024. We want to continue to support community events and projects in areas where housing services own properties. The community fund offers a financial contribution to support tenant-led activities and projects that make a difference to the community and helps promote social, environmental and economic well-being. Applications need to be from residents or leaseholders as part of a group, voluntary groups, resident-led community groups, benefit and make a difference to the lives of Darlington Council tenants, their families and the wider community where we own properties. Applications must demonstrate some of the following outcomes. A safe and caring community where residents know and support their neighbours. The diverse needs within the community are supported. More people active and involved in community events. A place designed to thrive, more people caring for the environment, enough support for people when needed, more people healthy and independent, support the formation and activities of resident groups and tenant panels, build capacity within the community so more residents can be effectively involved. Tenant panel approval. As of 2024, all applications will be approved by the tenants panel at a meeting who will help us in the decision-making process to ensure that they are looked at fairly without any bias. How to apply? Visit for more information www.darlington.gov.uk/housing/customer-engagement/housing-services-community-fund/. Please print and email a copy to customerengagement@darlington.gov.uk or post to Customer Engagement Housing Services, Darlington Borough Council, Town Hall, Darlington, DL15QT.
Recent successful bids. Festive Firth Moor. In December 2023, residents of Firth Moor applied for some funding to help with Festive Firth Moor, which had been planned over a number of months. The event attracted hundreds of people with a large array of stalls, circus acts, fireworks, and an appearance by Santa Claus himself. Firth Moor is a perfect example of a thriving community and a fantastic showcase of how the money can benefit council tenants. Branksome Hall Drive, DFib. A combination of the community fund and some fantastic fundraising contributed to the purchase of a potentially life-saving DFib machine at the site in the summer of 2023. The defibrillators are devices that apply an electric charge or current to the heart to restore a normal heartbeat. Scheme manager Lorraine Glenning said, "We are very proud of the tenants from Branksome Hall Drive for the fundraising they have achieved to buy our very own defib. We are the first scheme to have our very own machine, and I'm so proud of what has been achieved through great teamwork." Havelock Centre Craft and Games. To help increase the footfall and use of the Havelock Centre, residents applied for funding for indoor games including table tennis, pool and air hockey. In summer 2023, money was awarded to the centre for just that, with £1,000 of funding equipment as well as necessary upgrades to craft equipment, utensils and stationery. Scheme manager Carl said, "Since buying a new table tennis table and pool table, we have started a games club which takes place every Friday morning at the Havelock Centre. It has proved very popular with tenants of all ages and has brought in new people to join in. We have since seen a steady increase of tenants participating at the centre as a direct result of having the new sports equipment. There are around 10 new regular users of the centre, and we are planning to host pool, table tennis and darts competitions with other schemes in the near future.
A day in the life. Charlotte Moss, Senior Contact Advisor. What does your job entail? My role as the Senior Contact Advisor for Housing Contact means that I am responsible for assisting the customer service team leaders with the day-to-day running of the team. This includes being responsible for training all members of the team, both new starters and existing colleagues, when new systems may come into place. As part of my job role, it is important for me to consider how we can improve the service we are providing, as well as how we can implement these ideas in the future. What do you enjoy most about the role? I have a keen interest in all things housing. I enjoy expanding my knowledge and being able to help both colleagues and tenants. My job is very rewarding when I know I have had a positive impact and helped someone by resolving their query. How long have you been at DBC and what roles have you done in that time? I have worked at Darlington Borough Council for 5 years. I started in 2018 as an apprentice within the income management team and then transitioned to Housing Contact in 2019. Since then, I became the Senior Contact Advisor almost 2 years ago. What training have you been involved in within the last 12 months? Over the last 12 months, I have taken part in courses which have benefited my role. These have included capability, management of change and governance, and political awareness management courses, as well as courses on understanding your customer.
Take a leap into social media in 2024 with a free workshop. Thursday, the 29th of February, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Dolphin Centre. Calling all clubs, groups and small businesses who have an interest in sustainability and climate change. Get more social in 2024 and take advantage of our free social media workshop. If your group or small business is struggling to get their message across or to grow and develop your membership or business, this course could be for you. A free interactive workshop which includes overview of main social media platforms, understanding the ever-changing algorithms, content creation, what to post, and time-saving tips, understanding social media analytics, ensuring your branding online, copy of online content calendar template. Places are limited, and you can apply for a maximum of 2 per organisation or club. To register for your free place, simply visit tinyurl.com/YRZN5XMH. Terms and conditions are available on the Darlington Borough Council website at www.darlington.gov.uk/education-and-learning-skills.
Safety in your home. Asbestos is a naturally occurring fibre that was widely used in construction and other industries until the late 1990s. If asbestos inside buildings remains intact, it poses very little risk. It's only when damaged or disturbed that tiny asbestos fibres can be released into the air and enter your lungs when breathing. This again is fairly harmless. It is only when breathed in continuously that it becomes an issue. Where is asbestos found? Building materials containing asbestos were widely used from the 1930s, but in particular from the 1960s onwards. Typical locations where asbestos may be found around the home are insulation boards such as ducts, infill panels, ceiling tiles, wall linings, bath panels and partitions. Lagging, used for thermal insulation of pipes and boilers, mainly in public buildings and system-built flats. Sprayed coating used for fire protection of structural steel, often found in system-built flats, applied around the core of the building, such as service ducts and lift shafts. Most sprayed asbestos has now either been removed or sealed. Other items that may contain asbestos include textured paints and plasters, plastic floor tiles, cushion flooring, roofing felts, tapes, ropes and blankets. Asbestos in council housing. All of our contractors have been trained to identify asbestos and may call in specialist asbestos contractors who will decide how to deal with the asbestos in your home. This can include removing or sealing the asbestos. The housing team carry out asbestos surveys in every void property, so when new tenants move into their new home, they can be assured all asbestos is safe, has been removed, and/or encapsulated. If the asbestos needs to be removed, it will be done following all health and safety laws and will only be removed if it is disturbed or damaged and is assessed as being a potential risk to health. This will all be done safely without any risk to the tenant. If you are looking to carry out any DIY, it may be worth checking with us if you think you will be disturbing asbestos in your property, whilst you get permission for your home improvements. If you would like some advice regarding asbestos, call the housing team on 01325 405 333 or alternatively visit the HSE website on www.hse.gov.uk/asbestos.